we're back for another episode live on Monday at Advertising Week New York 2024, the 20th anniversary of Advertising Week New York. I am here with Edward Fuller, CEO and founder of Media Bodies. Ed, how are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. Enjoying the week so far. Well, I was just kicked off today, but lots of people around, lots of interesting talks. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. Well, I mean, it's only been a few hours. Hopefully you're enjoying the first few hours. So tell us about Media Bodies and what you do there.
Sure. Yeah. So Media Bodies is a global influencer marketing agency working across podcasts, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. We work with clients all over the world. You know, US is big for us in terms of the influencers and the media that we buy, but then Europe and then key markets. What makes us different is that we have scaled our clients, you know, working with blue chip companies down to startups through data, mid and then post sort of an analysis that allows us to look at the lower funnel metrics rather than sort of the more sort of vanity metrics to make sure that they're getting ROI on their spend.
Excellent. Well, one of the things I've been curious about, and I'm sure many other marketers are curious about this as well, are the advantages of each of the popular influencer marketing platforms. In your experience, what differentiates a YouTube from a Twitch or a TikTok from an Instagram from a marketer's perspective?
Yeah, no, great question. So on the YouTube side of things, what's important there is understanding that with all creators, you know, they created that audience, they created that fan base and community. So, you know, when briefing them, you want to keep it, you know, concise with key points, but give them that freedom. YouTube is a platform that, you know, has, you know, different lengths of content, 10 minutes to sort of an hour. You want to pick what's right for you. Some YouTubers are more sort of story-led, long form, you know, talking about true crime and so on. You know, you're looking at other sort of more comedy sketches. They tend to be sort of 10 minutes long, five to sort of 10 minutes, but each one is, you know, has to be completely tailored to each client. So we're tracking and understanding what you know, works best for them, and then sort of scaling up with. So you would have seen in the news this week with Instagram that they finally just added in the tracking links into Reels, which is a really big thing, which, you know, you would have thought might have happened a few years ago, but it hasn't. It's literally just come out, which is really great, because that was always a platform notoriously hard to track. And when you're working with brands that really care about that lower that lower funnel performance metrics, you're using link trees, is all a little bit clunky. I think the platform that's really emerged, and whether you call it social media or not, is podcasts as a genre. So, you know, we've been in the podcast space, you know, working with our clients for about the last 4 years. And, you know, previously that made up, you know, a small percentage of our business, you know, 5%, but now it's sort of 50%. And the thing with podcasts is that the tracking's great. You know, you can look at tracking people through their IP addresses, you know, taking the, so you get super sort of clear, accurate attribution. And that allows our clients to sort of continue to scale, you know, with confidence. Twitch, again, you know, different thing, real time, you know, marketing, you know, we look at, you know, the conversions against the sort of the concurrent viewers. We have widgets in those streams so that we can see sort of a ticker on the side saying, okay, guys, you know, a classic sort of Twitch setup would be, okay, guys, when I hit, you know, 100 purchases of the today's sponsor, you know, I'm going to do a giveaway. So each of them has really, really specific things. And I think I'd need about 3 days to talk about it all. So I'll just leave it at that for now.
Well, you know, on the subject of podcasts, because, you know, obviously we're on one, and I'm always curious about podcasts specifically because I find it fascinating that it's always sort of in that emerging platforms category, even though it's been around for what feels like forever, or for me, it's been around forever. I've been doing it for, you know, 16, 17 years at this point. What is the advertising opportunity, though, that it, just in terms of effectiveness, if I'm an advertiser, I'm looking to get into podcasts, what is, you know, I don't want to say a one-size-fits-all play, but as close to it as I could get, just top level.
Sure. So with podcasts, again, you know, you've got to think that there is a podcast for absolutely anyone. So, you know, we work with a podcast, for example, Dungeons and Daddies. You know, that is not what you might think it is, but it's a Dungeons and Dragons podcasts for dads. And really, that's, you know, it's older males of a certain sort of interest, you know, a lot of gaming and that stuff. And channels like that work really, really well for our gaming clients. Then counter to that, you see obviously the more sort of white wine question time, the female sort of led more sort of gossip and girl chat podcast, which again, another fantastic show, works well for our female led podcast clients rather. And so from a top line, looking at what the opportunity is, really, it's about being able to tap into really engaged audiences. I think that's where there's a big misconception, because, you know, people think there's not a video element. Well, firstly, you know, the biggest platform for consumption on podcasts is actually YouTube at 33%, then Spotify down at 27%, and Apple iTunes at around 17%. So really, you do have that video element if you want, but then the audio side and the brand recall for podcasts is actually higher than any of the other aforementioned channels. So really, what you've got is highly engaged audiences, typically slightly older than those other channels, and because it's not been saturated as much, perhaps as YouTuber channels have sort of might be, that podcast is somewhere there where we're seeing almost all of our clients get some really, really nice ROI.
We've been seeing a lot of emphasis on the role that community plays in these creator partnerships and experiences. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. So I think with clients and brands of ours, they do a fantastic job marketing their products. They build these amazing, communities, whether it's sort of travel eSIM cards, clients of ours, VPNs, mobile games, body care products. We work sort of across the board on industries, and all of them have these great communities. But something that often gets overlooked is because it's not quite as measurable, because it's not, I spent X amount and I can see this many purchases, this many installs, whatever the sort of key metrics are, that it sort of gets put on the back burner. And actually, what you'll see is that, brands with a real strong, audiences with a real strong affinity to those brands have a much, much higher propensity to spend, and they're much more valuable per person. And so for a comparably low investment, you can create really nice community content. So that's, looking at whether it's the holiday season or other sort of annual events, Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving, whatever it may be, doing something special content-wise, bringing in some of those influencers that you may already know that, worked really well for your audience. There's a good affinity there already. Getting them to do something a little bit more, special, a little bit creative, it's something, a fraction of the cost is gonna generate that sort of retention, that higher propensity to spend, and overall, just a very smart play for brands.
Last question: if you were going to give your best practices for selecting an influencer for a brand to work with, what would those best practices be?
Sure. So on our side, what we look at, if we take YouTube or TikTok and Instagram, let's look at YouTube, because you mentioned that a moment ago. We use tools sort of pre-campaign, such as Tubular, which is sort of the industry standard tool. There's only four tools out there that for YouTube have access to the API, and they're the only one that is a influencer sort of search platform. So what you can do on there, and one of the sort of sets of data that we look at, is we look at our clients' competitors. We see which YouTubers have already worked with those competitors. We see which of those YouTubers have booked multiple times by those competitors is a very strong sign of performance, because you must, a fair assumption is that if they're booking them multiple times, the performance is going to be there. Then we look at other, more standard data, like, engagement rates, and the way that they deliver their content. And so from that side of things, that's the sort of the pre-campaign, optimization. And then post, obviously, we're tracking everything that happens. We'll look at the organic side. I think that's a big thing that a lot of people overlook with social media. And again, each of it applies to every channel, but if we stay with YouTube, that actually on average, the track data compared to the organic data, which we call the K factor, is around 3 to 6 times the track data. So when you're speaking to a brand and you're saying, oh, look at the performance, and you're just seeing the track side, that is only a fraction of really what's happened, from a conversion perspective. So it's important to understand the baseline of, what sales you're having in that region, in that specific market, then run a very concentrated campaign to see that organic uplift. And then finally, on the podcast side of things, similarly, that we can look at the competitors and where they're spending, which shows, and and then identify those shows that are getting repeat spend. We can look at the fill rates, the shows that have the highest fill rates. You know, another great indicator, obviously all the age demographics applies to all shows, engagement rates and so on. But ultimately, you know, when it comes down to, you know, the podcast side of things, the other, you know, great thing you can do there is the real-time optimization. So mid-campaign, if you see a show doing particularly well and another show not doing so well, which both have your ad in it, you can shift budgets. And so there's so many opportunities to really take a much more performance-based approach to influencer marketing. And I think that's what we've focused on for the past, you know, 12 years, and why, you know, hopefully, you know, we've got 60 plus clients, you know, monthly doing great work, and we hope to, you know, bring those standards to, you know, to as many people as possible.
Well, if you wanted to bring it to more people and people wanted to find out more about Media Bodies, where would they go?
Sure. They can go to www.mediabodies.com, or they can find me on LinkedIn, and I'm always very happy to have a chat. And I'm just Edward Fuller, and you'll see me with a cheesy grin and a shirt, which is not my general attire, but, you know, LinkedIn. So, yeah, no, that's...
You don't normally wear a shirt?
No, I've got one on today, as you can see. I'm more of a casual, you know, work from home. So usually, you know, I might have something smart if it's an important client up top, and then down, I'm wearing probably just some sports shorts. So, yeah, nice and casual.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to be on the show today.
Thank you so much. Cheers.